There are many differences in Minhagim between Svardim and Ashkenaz. As we know, the Svardim begin saying Srichos in the beginning Rosh Chodesh Elo. We begin saying Srichos the week before Rosh Hashanah. So it depends. So we need a certain amount of days before Rosh Hashanah. So certain times we begin the week of Rosh Hashanah, and other times we have to begin the week before. Like when Rosh Hashanah falls out Sunday night, we begin Srichos the Saturday night before. Those are different Minhagim. Different Minhagim during the 9 days. Ashkenaz, generally speaking, don't have meat and wine, except for Shabbos, Sudas Mitzvah. And Svardim do have, among different Svardim, different Minhagim. Or we know eating rice on Pesach, Svardim eat rice, Ashkenaz don't. So there are many different differences in Minhagim. And let's say in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, so with a different tune. It's like when you go to a Svardi minyan, the Baal Kori has a certain Nusuch, and Ashkenaz is different. So different Minhagim. However, regarding Kriyas HaTorah, there's an actual difference in terms of how you spell a letter in the Sefer Torah. How you spell a word. In Parshas Ki Seitzei, it talks about the Pitzua Daka, that someone whose testicles are crushed. It's a whole discussion about entering into the assembly of Klal Yisrael. Today was Manazeh, a lot of tshuvas on what would qualify, what wouldn't. That's a separate discussion. But the point is, it's how the focus on the word Daka, how you spell the word. So Ashkenaz, how do you know if it's an Ashkenaz Sefer Torah? Daka, Dalet, Chaf, Aleph. But in the Svardi Sefer, it's Dalet, Chaf, Hey. So that's fine. So Svardim laying from a Svardi Sefer Torah, and Ashkenaz laying from an Ashkenaz Sefer Torah, so it's not an issue. What about if you're in a Svardi minyan, or a Svardi is in an Ashkenaz minyan? Could you get an Aliyah? Like maybe to me it's a puzzle Sefer Torah. Well, it's a Svardi. So the Minhag Olam and Avadi Yosef discusses it, the Chida, others, basically we assume it's not a problem. To avoid Machokas and other issues of Bidiyevid. Anyway, Lechatchilo, we use our own Sefer Torah. But Bidiyevid, even Lechatchilo, but certainly Bidiyevid, one is permitted to get an Aliyah. A Svardi and an Ashkenaz Sefer Torah, and a Svardi and Ashkenaz, Ashkenaz and a Svardi. So we assume it's not a problem. And anyway, let's assume, because we assume and it's Eilu V'Eilu, that it's the valid Shita. Our meaning is we paskin with an Aleph, and that tradition, but it's not that the other one is puzzle. And the post can point out, even if it was puzzle, let's assume it was puzzle. So the Rambam is a famous Tshuvas HaRambam. It seems to be Astira Machokes Harishonim. As they say, the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam writes that you could even use a puzzle Sefer Torah. Even in the Parash of Mishnah, in the Mishnah Torah, it seems to say different. But the Rambam, the famous Tshuvas HaRambam, that you could go to Kriyas HaTorah with a puzzle Sefer Torah. So therefore, and the Beis Yosef points out that even though, so obviously, generally, we don't rely on the Rambam. Certainly, that L'chadchila. It's a discussion, how Bidiyevid do we go with? If, in other words, let's say you're out in the middle of nowhere, or you could be in the middle of somewhere, but let's say you only have one Sefer Torah available, and when you find out, you see it's puzzle. So, could you continue reading? Do you continue reading with a bracha? Let's say you found that before. So that's a discussion among the poskim, how far do we take this Rambam? Because how far do we rely on this Rambam that it's good? So would I even say, go ahead and make brachas on it? Would you read without a major discussion? among the postim. But what seems to be an agreement, or at least definitely to rely on, is where do we see we rely on the Tshuvas HaRambam? Is when we find a mistake in the middle. So again, there are many different practices what to do. When you find it in the middle of laning, do you go back to, you go back before, you continue. So the general practice is to assume, at least according to that minhag, is you continue from where you left off. Whether you do seven aliyahs from there, you don't have to, you know, different minhagim. However, it seems to be clear in the poskim that you don't have to go back. I wouldn't even go back to Sefer Torah's pasul. Hamayotzi. So we have the Rambam to rely on. So therefore, regarding a Sfari and Ashkenaz Sefer Torah, the number one is perhaps Eil, we assume it's a valid Shita. It's just not, we don't, that's the Minig Ashkenaz is to write it with the Aleph. So, and even if you want to tell me it's a pasul Sefer Torah, so then you have the Tshuvas HaRambam to rely on in terms of, so if you get called up in a Sephardi minyan, or a Sephardi gets called up in Ashkenaz in terms of making a bracha before when you get called up for the Sefer Torah.